This episode is brought to you by Eufy Video Lock. Eufy is a smart lock with 2K cam and doorbell that's a 3-in-1 triple security, so you can have everything in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but it's also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. It's got keyless entry, so no more fumbling for the keys when your hands are full. It also has a rechargeable battery that could last around 4 months, and you'll get low battery notifications before it runs out. Passcode unlocking with a remote control with 2K clear sight to see who's at your front door and control from anywhere through the app. And with enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. No monthly fee, unlike other brands that will charge monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and never have to pay for storage. This is the future. This is everything I love about what's happening with doors. In my opinion, this is an absolute no-brainer. I'm telling you right now, this is an absolute no-brainer. We installed them in the house, and it makes, especially when you have a family, it makes life so easy, so secure, so safe, and once again, so easy. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Make a cocktail?
Yes.
You know what I have today? Guys, something's burning's back. today, my guests, Bobby Lee and Mark Normand.
Oh.
So today, we're going to do a little, we'll start off with a cocktail, Bobby. I know you're sober. That breaks my fucking heart.
Shit, I thought you were Mark.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I go to restaurants and I get a mocktail. Can you make me one of those?
Yes, we can. We actually can.
Okay, make me a mocktail.
Because we're going to have a hurricane. It'll be a tropical storm for you, but a hurricane for us.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, because you're from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd make hurricanes, and then this is my makeup to Bobby. I was supposed to invite Bobby to my house for 4th of July.
Yeah, but this is work.
We're doing a little 4th of July. We did smash burgers. We're doing kimchi smash burgers.
Oh,
they're gonna be good. You're gonna be ripping on the farts on the plane tonight.
Can't wait.
But why don't we grab the cocktail mixes and let's make a cocktail?
Wait, what is kimchi?
Do you not know what it is?
No,
is that your cousin?
She's no, it's Ali Wong's opener.
Yeah.
I think there's a comic named Kimchi.
No,
that'd be a great name.
There's a comic named Chinaman. Do you know that?
Yeah.
His name is Mark Britton.
Yeah,
do you know? He's from Texas.
Yeah, he fucking murders.
He murders, right?
Murders.
He does impressions. And then one day, are we all rolling
just
or not?
Rolling.
Right.
Yeah, just.
So one day he comes up to me. I was in Texas. He comes up to me and goes, how come my career's not going well? And I go, maybe because your name is Chinaman. Right? So then he changed it. So he changes it. Guess what he changes it to?
Captain Oriental?
Kid Walk. I go, just go as Mark. Hey, go as Mark Britton, man.
Kid, well, have you seen his closer build that great wall? All right.
Yeah. Maybe I should change my name.
Okay, let's do it.
And maybe it'll do good. Flat face. Flat face. How about flat face G?
Well, it should be frat face.
Frat face. Yeah, it's got like a college vibe.
Yeah.
Frat
there
face
you go.
G. What do you think?
I like it.
How do I make this drink? So this is how you make it a hurricane. Dark rum, light rum, orange juice, lime juice, passion fruit syrup.
God damn, it's a lot of sugar.
And grenadine. That's a dick load of sugar. You just want a tequila?
Yeah, give me a tequila.
All right, fuck it. Who wants tequilas? Give me a tequila, Pete.
I'll do a splash of OJ or something.
Yeah, we'll do a splash of OJ in your tequila.
There we go.
And then that way, Bobby, you just want orange juice, and that'll be a virgin orange juice.
No, can you do it like a mocktail, like put some other things in it?
Yeah, why don't I make one of these for you?
Improvise it.
Okay, here we go. This is how you make Bobby. This is a hurricane.
Okay.
So that's
a pineapple. Way too much pineapple juice.
That's a lot of pineapple juice.
That's all pineapple juice.
That's a lot of pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Is there even pineapple juice in this? No, there's no pineapple juice in this. Why do we have pineapple juice? Well, I think you're just supposed to. You're supposed to.
Oh,
it's gonna, my hands are totally clean. We've got.
Can I get new eyes or? Honestly, get new eyes. I don't like the way you did that.
Here we go. I'll take your, this is for me.
Okay, thank you.
This is for you. It's got, you need a little bit of orange juice.
Yeah, yeah. Can I go, I'll say stop. Stop. Okay.
Okay. A little bit of lime juice.
Yep.
I'm ready for my drink. I've been shaky all fucking day.
Stop.
All right. I like this. This is how drinks should be made.
This is fun.
Okay. A little bit of passion.
Ooh. Stop.
Okay, a little bit of grenadine. Ooh, get me a sparkling water. Do you give me a sparkling water?
Stop, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, this looks good.
Sparkling. It looks good.
Give me a sparkling water.
Is that sparkling water?
Yeah, liquid death sparkling water.
This is nice, very refreshing.
Okay, can you do one last thing for me?
What's that?
Spit in it. Yeah, I'll drink it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, please spit it.
I can't do it.
Why?
I can't do it. Because it'll make me throw up watching you drink my spit.
All right.
We'll put a little bit of
something gross in it, though.
How about tequila?
No, I don't want to relapse. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's good, then.
How about...
But something, like, weird, because we might be able to discover something about it, like meat juice or something.
Ooh, a pickle juice.
A pickle juice.
Pickle juice, dude.
That's
good. Brilliant.
Pickle juice. Yeah. I like it.
But not a lot. I'll tell you when.
Okay.
Easy.
That's perfect.
That's a good
green
glass.
Look at that little green. How do you stir it?
With Mark's finger. That. There we go. He had COVID 2 weeks ago. You're fine.
All right, fine. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yep. It looks great.
It's all pickle juice.
It really takes over.
Yeah.
Dude, it rules.
It really takes over.
Here, shake it up
shake
a little
it,
bit.
Shake it because it's all pickle juice.
Shake it.
Here, use a spoon and stir
Maybe you should put the pickle juice in first.
Yeah, it's all at the top.
Oh my God, that's bad.
This is like a wet market.
Give me the fucking... Thank you.
Oh yeah, all the good stuff's at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
It's good.
Let me try that.
Yeah, it's okay. But there's like a hint of pickle juice.
I gotta try it now too.
Yeah, drink some, drink some.
Kim Jong Il.
Yeah. Kim Jong Un.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad.
It's weird.
If you like pickle juice,
it's good. Weird.
All right, let's me and you make a regular
drink. Let's do it. We'll call that the China.
Come on, baby. Been waiting for you all fucking day. Where have you been? Does it ever break your heart that you're sober?
No.
It breaks mine.
Does it? We've never drank before together.
I don't think you party the way I party.
Yeah, I do it alone.
Yeah, I think in the kind of way where people want you to stop. I love drinking more than... What do you love drinking more than? If you go, okay, you got to give up that or drinking?
That's tough. Drinking's pretty good. Things are better when
hand jobs or drinking?
Drinking. Hand jobs I can get rid of in a second.
Okay.
You ever had a good one?
A
hand job?
Well, your ex was pretty good. But it's been a while.
Mark, do you want the one that had a little bit of pineapple juice in it?
Yeah, just give me a touch of pine.
Here, like this.
Just a kiss. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you for doing the first episode of Bad and Something's Burning.
There we go, the monkeypox.
The kids still got it.
That's good.
Can I smell it?
Please.
Oh my God.
What if they had a rehab where the whole point was you go, okay, it's a soft pitch, okay? It's a 30-day inpatient rehab. The first week, you get to party your dick off. You can't leave, but you party your dick off with a bunch of other addicts, right?
Okay.
So, like, everyone's sucking and fucking and just snorting.
Yeah.
And they're, like, crazy. The orderlies are like, come on, let's get fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Fist fights at the end of the night. And then lockdown starts, and they get you sober back. So you get it out of your system. You do it once a year. What?
Can't you just do that before you go in?
No, but you can do it at a safe place. Everything's, like... They it's clean cocaine and
no fat, and
they got really big people that'll grab you and put you in your room when you're too drunk and tie you into your bed.
Yeah.
So like, it's like, they give you, I would make fucking money for like legit, at like Robert Downey Jr. is like, I'm going in. Give me 30 days.
Yeah, but if I got drunk and stuff and I'm around people, other drug addicts, I might do some gay shit.
That can happen. That's encouraged.
Wait, how? How?
Well, because when I get drunk, I just like go, maybe it's okay. You know what I mean? Kissing a pee.
It's okay.
Really?
Only when I'm drinking, though. You know what I mean? When I'm
it's
sober.
It's okay. Sober. It's okay. If you want to kiss pee-pees.
I don't want to speak. No, right now I don't want to kiss pee-pee.
Just when you're drunk.
I like vag all day, every day. But my point is that when I get drunk, I get a little wild. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then all of a sudden you're getting sober.
I get pretty wild when I get drunk, but I've never been like,
That's not, I don't.
Just kiss it.
No, I'm just saying, all right, let me just, can I defend myself real quick?
You started it.
Have you done the pee-pee suck kiss? Long time?
When I was...
Sorry.
Don't make it Asian.
All right.
Yeah, it's sucky, sucky long time. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be vulnerable here, right?
I like vulnerable.
So when I was younger, right, and I was in high school, I used to get drunk, and I sucked a couple of pee-pees.
Really?
Really? Where did you find gay guys in high school?
They weren't gay. They were just experimenting.
They were kids.
Yeah, we're kids, right?
Yeah.
So this one guy would go like, hey, suck it. You know what I mean? And I go, eh, you know, do it, right? So
whoa.
I was afraid, like, just hear me out. If I'm in a rehab, we're partying, right? I do a little sucky sucky, long time, right? And then you're getting sober with the same guys.
Right.
Then, and then all of a sudden, I'm in the same room with a guy that I did sucky sucky long time with, right? And then now I'm sober and I gotta make amends or.
He's like, hey, Bobby, how about
size
another
one? What?
He's like, Bobby, how about another? You're like, I don't do that anymore. I don't know if you heard, I'm sober.
Yeah.
Wait,
it'll just be
do
a little
that
weird.
Drunk?
It'll be a little weird, don't you think?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Is this what
I would suck badge too, you know what I mean?
Okay,
Yeah. There'll be a badge.
You're bi.
I'm not bi.
Oh. I think you're bi.
Yeah, I'm not bi.
All right.
Why?
You're drunk bi.
Drunk bi.
Okay, drunk bi.
No, but let me ask you something, right? Let me ask you, is bisexual this, okay? Just because I don't know why we're talking about this, but I'm just gonna get into it, all right?
Bring it on.
I wanna define myself, right? If in high school, when I was younger, I did suck a couple of pee-pees, right? While I was drunk, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't wanna be doing it. I would rather have vagina, right? But they weren't available. They didn't like me.
Right.
So I went to the second best source. Was pee-pee.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like, well, McDonald's is closed. Let's kill a homeless guy.
It's not like,
man, there's no pussy around. Let's just start sucking each other's dicks.
Right.
I mean, I've been on camping trips with guys.
Yeah. So maybe I'm bisexual? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
As an adult, I don't want to be doing it. I will never do it.
Then don't.
Exactly. So that doesn't make me a bisexual.
No. Listen, you only are bisexual if you want to be bisexual.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a... I don't know, I'm yelling. I'm sorry. Because last time I did your show, I was like screaming all the time.
No. I like
so here's the deal, okay? This is, I wouldn't mind being bisexual, right? But what I'm saying that even in a camping situation, like that show Alone, right? We're out in the... You know what I mean?
I think it'd be really hard to be bisexual alone. You're by yourself in Alaska.
Yeah, but let's say we were alone together.
Oh,
well,
that's no longer the show, Bobby.
All of a sudden,
they cut to Bert's camp, and it's just me and you in the thing. You walk out, you're like, well, this is awkward.
Yeah.
How are you the sober one, and you're revealing the most already? Out of the gate.
No, because I like to be honest.
You're very honest.
I want to be very honest. So what I'm saying is, if we went camping, and we're out there for years, right, I wouldn't have a desire at all to suck your pee-pee.
Have you sucked adult dick?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so just boy dick.
Yeah.
What's gayer?
Yeah, but I was a boy too, so don't make it like that either. You know
what's
I mean?
Gayer, having a dude suck your dick or you sucking a dude's dick?
You sucking a dude's dick.
Well, I think that's your choice. Wait, yeah,
but they're
maybe.
Both your choice.
Yeah, they're both your choice.
Yeah, you can get pinned down and sucked.
I guess so, yeah. That's true.
Right?
You can get pinned down.
This is the weirdest couple.
Oh, let's go to the hamburger then. I'm so sorry, my bad. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, boy.
I've always wanted to come to your house because I want to be a part of the family.
You're a part of our
family.
And
I'm opening up in a weird way, so let's just start over. Let's talk about Christianity.
We're not
or Jesus. Or whatever. Let's talk about the Lord or whatever.
Sure,
you know, maybe, let's
sure.
Go back
yeah, let's talk about strip clubs.
All right.
Best strip club you've ever been to in your entire life?
There's so many.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'll tell you one.
Yeah.
I, you know what? Houston Treasures.
In Houston?
You were just in Houston.
I was.
Yeah, Treasures in Houston used to be, I think, the best one I've ever been to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're not racist.
Against what race?
Him, can obviously.
Can I say something?
What do you think? He gives a shit about black people?
In Phoenix, whenever...
He just all of a sudden became a social justice warrior, and he's like, oh, there's a good amount of black people in here. I'm happy. It's him. The racist against him. It's all anyone thinks about themselves.
All right.
Because there are strip clubs in certain cities like Phoenix, Arizona, where I walk in and they never ask me if I want a lap dance.
Really?
Yeah, they always go like this. This is the look. Like, look at me, I'm the stripper, right? They always go.
This is a rough place.
Like that.
Really?
Yeah, they go like that,
right? Koreans tend to be a little tight with the wallet. That's but I've heard.
Never heard that.
Oh. Really?
No, never heard that. Almost that's a crazy thing out. To say. Almost that's a crazy thing to out. Say.
I've almost heard that. I yeah, swear yeah, yeah, to yeah. God.
We're not tight with the wallet.
I heard you guys are a little stingy. Well,
no, it's the opposite. They're like, they spend a lot of money. They have really nice clothes,
nice cars. Thank you.
They're the Italians of the Asians.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Japanese or the Germans?
Yeah.
Chinese or the Irish? Right?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, no, they say Koreans are the
the Irish.
The Jewish.
You see?
Yeah, the Asian Jews.
Tight with the wallet.
Yeah. But are Jews known for that?
For being
like stingy?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I don't know that either.
I don't like this kind of guy.
But you know who doesn't tip? And I'm going to throw this out right now.
Uh-oh.
And I know this is a proof, right?
Easy, big fella.
I'm about to boggle your fucking minds right now.
Who doesn't tip?
Right? Deepak Chopra.
Oh.
In your face.
Oh.
I had two waitresses in San Diego told me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He doesn't tip good.
My wife
said. And that's why I threw my 7 Spiritual Laws of Success book after I heard that.
My wife said that waited on one of the South Park guys. He didn't tip. Isn't that crazy?
Which one, Trey?
I don't know. They're the same, I think.
Damn.
I guess so. Yeah,
I look so cute with these fucking glasses.
Anyway,
on.
So the Houston, why I like Treasures, right? Is they, I feel like there's no color barrier.
Yep.
When you're me, they always look at me like, you know what I mean? Like that. You know what I mean? I like that. And see, they all ask me for a lap dance. And then sometimes, back in the day, they used to do extra.
Ooh.
Extra.
Nice.
Hey. Something's Burning is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Look, if you're struggling with grief, relationships, or just having a trouble making deadlines, or even sleeping, online therapy might be right for you. BetterHelp Online Therapy offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. They're going to assess you, match you with your own accredited therapist, and boom, you can be matched in under 48 hours. And let me tell you something. If someone has been in online therapy for a while now, I prefer it. It's cheaper, in my opinion, my experience, it's cheaper than traditional offline therapy. You don't have to wait in traffic, and you don't have to sit in a waiting room. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change therapists if need be. Boom. Schedule weekly therapy, video phone session, and you get a timely, thoughtful response. I'm telling you right now, visit betterhelp.com/burning to join the nearly 3 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Something's Burning listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/burning. That's better, HELP.com/burning. Have you ever had gochujang? Cucumbers?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm making them right now.
Is this his
You can make
list?
Gochujang cucumbers right now?
I'm making them right now, baby.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I'm going to mix together in here some garlic paste.
Do you cook Korean at home, or do you go with regular people food?
He can only cook Korean.
Oh, really?
Yes, I cook white, you cook white, he cooks Korean.
I'll cook a little black sometimes.
What do you mean? Chicken. What?
I'm joking. It was like he walks Korean, he dances Korean.
But I do go, I make sure I go to a Korean restaurant at least once a week.
Support the people.
I like the food.
What's your take on Roy Choi? Do you know Roy Choi?
He's done my podcast.
For real? We used to live right next door to him.
He's great.
He is the
talented
fucking
guy. Really nice.
Very
guy.
Talented.
Yeah.
I talked to him one time. We went to his daughter's birthday party, and I was like, "What are you eating?" He said, "I'm eating vegan." I said, "Why?" He goes, "I've had meat define my palate so much. I want to redefine my palate. So the only way to do this is reset it. So I'm just going to go vegan for a period of time." And then he did that, and then came out with this fucking cold noodle.
Yeah.
He's the best.
You know, there's a great restaurant downtown. You know David Chang?
Yeah, I love him, dude.
Right, so he has a restaurant called Major Domo. And I've been there twice already. It's in downtown LA, in Chinatown.
Yeah?
It's fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah, we should go sometime.
1.5 tablespoons okay, of honey. Not. Is this the honey? It doesn't look like it.
See, every time it's like he doesn't even listen. He doesn't.
Do you guys want hot honey?
Sure.
It's infused with chilies.
Did you hear what I said or?
What? No.
We should go to Major Domo.
Oh.
And then you didn't acknowledge.
Domo. Domo.
See, like right now.
There we go. Uh-huh. This is my.
Are you being real right now? Just say I don't want to go with you.
I want to go. I don't even know what you're talking about. Is this rice wine vinegar?
Well, the thing is, I mentioned David Chang's restaurant, Major Domo.
Oh wait, is that what you said? Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Maybe we should go together.
I would love to go there.
But I've said it three times, and then you just never acknowledged it.
Is this salt?
Are you being real?
Yeah, I want to go. I definitely want to go there.
Have you been to
the rice wine with the vinegar right there?
Oh, fuck. Okay, wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to fart and I false alarmed it.
Yeah.
I think I farted. Keep going.
Kind of.
This looks rough. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
This is like a miscarriage.
You just played La Jolla too, right? Did you like that? The conversation was fun?
La Jolla.
Good.
It doesn't seem like it should work. It's on the beach. They're all attractive. They're rich. And yet they're great.
The best room.
Great room.
What did you...
That's the room I started in.
How much... did you really? You started in San Diego?
La Jolla, yeah. Comedy Store, yeah.
Wow.
I was a doorman down there. I was walking down the street. There was a coffee shop next to the Comedy Store called Disc Cafe. He's not listening, but it's fine.
I am Disc Cafe.
Okay. What's it called?
Disc Cafe.
Yeah, Disc Cafe. And we needed change sometimes. So the manager of Disc Cafe would go to the Comedy Store and get changed. So I would go there. And then one day, Disc Cafe closed, and they had a help wanted son at the Comedy Store, and I just knocked on the door, and they gave me a job there in this house.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait, you worked the door at the Comedy Club? Did you ever work at a comedy club?
No.
What's that?
Come on.
It's fine. It's like...
All right. Thinly...
Okay.
Cutting boards are by the microwave.
Thinly slice.
You know what this dish is?
I do.
Well, I know what he's making. He's making gochujang, right? Cucumber gochujang?
Yep.
Yep.
How about that Hunter Biden, huh?
I know.
That'd be a good name for his show. Something's burning. Smoking that crack.
I don't even know anything about Hunter Biden. Is he really a crackhead?
You gotta watch the videos. He films himself doing crack and hookers.
No way.
And then you're like, why is he filming this? And then you realize, oh, yeah, he's on crack. He's not really thinking.
I've never done crack, have you?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
It's pretty good. I mean, what was your drug of crack?
No, no. What was your drug of choice?
I'm just a weed alcohol kind of a guy.
Really?
Yeah, I do it like a lot of it. But when I was younger, though, I did some meth and some acid.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about opium?
I was addicted to Vicodin and pills and stuff like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you were hardcore. Yeah. That looks great. Authentic.
This looks authentic?
Yeah, it does.
For real?
Yeah, 100%.
Do they stir it with a plastic fork when you go?
No. Yeah. Let me ask you something. If I wasn't here, would you be baking this or no?
I love Korean food.
Oh, so if like Fortune Feimster was here, you would make this?
No, I make ice cream.
Or pussy.
Pussy ice cream.
Yeah.
Pussy flavored ice cream.
When's that flavor coming out? They got breast milk.
Pussy flavored ice cream would be fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Well, it depends on the pussy.
Yeah. There's different flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so what if they got the legit scent of celebrities like Cameron Diaz's pussy?
Oh, that would
fly off the show.
I don't know.
Nobody's buying Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
I'll take a pint of Rosie O'Donnell's pussy.
Janet Reno pussy.
Oh.
Janet Reno ice cream would be like very experimental.
Yeah.
What if they just had like
event? She's like Waco or something.
Yeah. Event pussy. Like this is softball pussy.
Yeah.
Like just after practice.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, fuck.
Do you remember
the first time you went down on a chick and she told you not to, but you did it anyway? And you were like, no, I'm good. I should be fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
I know. And then your tongue has that that sting. You know what I mean?
It tastes like pennies. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is like...
I went down on a girl and she had a little hair sting out of her butthole.
Yes!
And that she had a little round dingleberry on the tip of the hair. So it's like one of those pops that you get at Starbucks, you know, that little...
Cake pop.
Cake pop, right? It was like a cake pop. But in the end, it was a little dingleberry.
Really?
And I went like this.
Oof.
And I got fucking 3 points. I mean, I did it. You know what I mean? But that disgust, how disgusting. It's like, why? Clean your butthole.
Yeah. I think we fucked the same chick.
But that doesn't stop you, though. You keep going. This right here, dude, is the best of this I've ever had.
Hey, that was quick.
Let me try it.
It's like super spicy.
Is it?
Yeah,
eat some. The honey. It's the honey.
Is it?
Try one.
It's so good.
Mmm. Ooh, that is good.
Well, taste the flavor first, Mark. Jesus.
Hot honey.
It was the hot
really
honey.
Good. What's called hot honey? Let me see it.
Mike's hot honey.
Oh, wow.
By the way, they sent that to me a while ago, and I'm just now getting to it. Thank you, guys.
This is great.
Them and Jacobson's.
Plug.
I had a honeycomb recently.
Mmm.
Motherfucker.
What?
It's delicious.
You ever had a honeycomb? I mean, it is like, I remember I had a honeycomb in third grade and I just popped it in my mouth and just chewed it up and you have the wax little ball.
Yeah.
I had one the other day. I don't know. Oh, is that the Greek? It was at the Greek.
Oh, yeah?
They had those honeycombs. I was like, fucking took them all. That. I know, I ate them fast. All right. Have you ever had a Smashburger?
Well, I went to a Smashburger the place.
Do you know what, you know the beauty of a Smashburger?
What?
The beauty of a Smashburger is you put all your ingredients down first, all the stuff on top of the bun, burger. Then you take the burger, you smash it down, and you let it almost like caramelize.
It's like Cold Stone.
Yeah. It's like Cold Stone, and then you flip it over, you put your cheese on.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a shout out to Roy Choi, because Roy was our neighbor. We're really close, our families were really close for a period of time. Yeah. And Roy taught me the brilliance of putting kimchi and shit. Breakfast burrito, kimchi. Fucking anything, kimchi.
What is kimchi?
Kimchi.
It's fermented cabbage.
Oh, there you go.
They bury it in their backyard.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you bury it for like 6 months.
Yeah.
What?
And then you dig it up. There's kimchi season where they start making kimchi because the weather's good.
What about the dirt?
Well, you put it in a jar.
Oh.
You just put fucking jar. Cabbage in the dirt.
Well, Korean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, they don't tip, so they might as well do it that way.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So they bury it in a pot, and then they put it in a pot, bury it in a pot. You basically put all this cabbage, I think just cabbage, really, cabbage, and then all these spices, garlic, and it's fucking awesome. You want to try a taste of kimchi
first? I'd love to try one.
Can I ask you something? When you smash my burger, though,
yeah.
All right, I have two rules. Don't touch it.
Don't touch your burger?
You're touching my burger?
No, yeah.
With your hand.
I'm going to have to.
Can I smash it then?
No, you want to make it. You want to make your own burger?
I'll smash my own burger. I just have a weird thing with the other people.
No, I don't.
You have fat hands.
I have beautiful hands. I have beautiful feet.
I like the texture and everything. It's just a chunky
texture.
Hand.
Texture. Yes, I will. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah. I feel like shit comes out of your hand. Like,
no, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Like grease.
I'll set up. I'm gonna take the beef. I'm gonna put an egg in there and panko.
Panko.
What I found is. A little bit of panko in there kind of absorbs the grease and keeps it with the flavor. It holds on to the flavor.
Oh, panko.
Yeah,
What'd you think? What panko? What other panko did you
Some
know?
Russian fighter?
Yeah. Can I have, I'd say another thing though?
Yeah, please.
May I?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Could I have my patty, my meat patty, thinner?
It'll be so thin.
Yeah, no, because I feel like you do thick ones.
It's gonna be so thin.
Like these ones.
No, that's the whole point of a smash burger. I think you need to watch what I'm gonna do first before you give me notes.
I'm sorry.
You know what you are? Can I give you the most brilliant analogy I've ever given before? You are my brain with every activity I do that I don't know about. I micromanage everything I'm about to do, and I think about all the things I don't even know. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, right? That's what anxiety feels like, what you're doing.
I'm
with
not
the
anxious.
Burger.
I feel great.
The greatest.
I'm just saying, though, if let's suppose I didn't say that and you made a thick one, and then I have to pretend I like it, I don't want to do that too. I want to enjoy the fucking meal, man.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, so that's all. I wasn't being like critical or weird or.
Does every Asian culture use chopsticks?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
I thought it was just Chinese.
Koreans? What?
I've never
Japanese.
Seen
you never do a Japanese resident and use chopsticks.
Oh, you got a point there.
Yeah.
Vietnamese? No.
Yeah, they do. Fuck yeah, they do.
They're forks.
Yeah. No. They use forks. They use chopsticks, man.
What about India? That's in Asia.
That's true. They don't.
This is kimchi.
Put some in your mouth.
Here, come here.
It's just cabbage.
No, no, no. Okay, you want to just taste it on the burger for the first time? It's really fucking good.
Yeah, let me taste it for the first time.
Okay.
That looks like hell. Oh, look at that. It's like feeding a koi. Joe Koi.
Yeah. You were thinking of what Asian fish? That's the only one, right?
Oh, that's all I had.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you get that, buddy?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, with a chopstick, like fucking, like fucking Karate Kid, go fuck yourself.
Can you get that, Bobby?
That's really funny. There's a bunch of flies.
Are there?
Yeah, there's like 9 flies.
There's not 9. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Whoa, what is that thing?
You this know. Thing?
Ouch. On.
This? Is it on?
Yeah.
Here, tap it with your finger.
Dang! Yo!
I don't know.
Give me your tongue. Give me your tongue.
That'll wake you up.
I did it at the head of my dick one time. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's how we make our burgers.
It burned a little bit.
Did it hurt? For real?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your tongue.
You do your tongue, I'll do my tongue.
You go first.
No, you go first. Have you done your tongue? Have you done your tongue?
No.
All right.
It's like eating ass. It burns.
How old were you the first time you ate ass?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It came later in life. Really? I'd say 33.
33?
Yeah.
For real?
I think so.
I had to trick Leanne into it.
Really? She was pretty easy for me. Red meat, baby.
Oh, man. Here's the key. Let me tell you the key, okay?
Okay.
The key is you don't want to mash it up too much because then the meat becomes almost like cardboard. If you play with meat too much, you want it to be almost have a loose, crumbly feel. So you got to maintain this. This is 2 pounds. That's 1 pound. We're going to do another little chunk in here. Uh-huh. I think this should be good right here.
How's the hands treating you?
Well, I got to use my hands right now.
It will.
Because there's no other way for me to get it in there. Give that to me.
Panko.
Panko.
Yep. Egg. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Now, Bobby, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to stir it up with chopsticks so I don't use my hand to get the egg. Okay? Okay, you see that? So we're gonna combine the egg. We're gonna throw some panko in here. And then just kind of cover it.
Ooh.
You don't want too much. You just want enough to hold in the flavor. I'm just gonna stir it up with chopsticks, Bobby, for you, so you don't see my fat hands in there. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna roll them into balls. I'm gonna cut up the kimchi. I'm gonna cut up some onion. And we'll be ready to rock and roll.
I might do this at home.
Do you cook at all?
I do, but I don't do this.
What do you cook?
I'll take, I'll tenderize a chicken,
mm-hmm.
flatten it with a thing, and then I'll put some egg and some panko, and I'll fry it up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Were your parents big cooks?
No.
No?
No, my mom would only cook Korean food.
Oh,
and then my brother and I would go, we don't want Korean food, because when you're young, you don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so we go, make us a chicken pot pie. So my mom would like take rice, shredded chicken, and a piece of toast, and that would be our dinner. But that's not chicken pot pie.
Did you have a stigma about the way your food was represented to white people, like bringing your...
Give me the thing while you cook. Maybe I can get that fly.
It's flying pretty close to my face.
What stigma? What?
Like I heard David Chang.
Yeah.
And Aziz talking about how it was hard for them to go to school with, like, I think Aziz grew up in Orlando or South Carolina.
Yeah.
And like people come in and go, and your food smells like shit. And then to be an adult and see people go, I love Korean food. Have you ever had it? And you're like, I grew up with it. And you guys mocked me. It was like one of the coolest episodes I saw.
Yeah, show. I remember when I was a kid, I would have friends come over, but before they came over, I would have to hide things.
Really?
Like I hid the dried fucking squid that's like hanging in the kitchen.
Oh wow!
You had a squid hanging in your kitchen?
Like dried squid, just hanging. You know what I mean? So I'd hide that. And then there was always some sort of jar in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
That you didn't know what it was.
All right, I'm gonna roll these into balls.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was just kidding.
Okay, good.
There would be a jar, and you would like tap it, and like an eyeball would float past, and you'd be like, I have to hide that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that would spray the fuck out, because it smelled like an Okinawa fish market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like I was embarrassed, and I would never bring girls over.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, but I would be embarrassed. Because it always smelled like seaweed or something. But now, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Well, now it's cool. Now you're exotic.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it's cool as fuck now.
Squid Game, Parasite, Kumbunk Cho, whatever that guy, Kumbo.
But that's why I wanted to, because, you know, I'm single again.
Yeah.
So I was thinking.
And Mark's about to tap out.
Yeah. So yeah. I was thinking, should I go white next time?
Ooh, that's what Ali Wong said.
Yeah.
But really?
Ali Wong's single.
She's single too.
Oh, ooh, right. That's right.
But I decided no white. Do you know why?
Why?
Because what I like about Asians is this. Asians ask what it is after you eat it, and white people ask what it is before. So if you take a white girl to a funky restaurant, they always go, what is that?
Yeah.
And you have to explain. But Asians will eat anything, and I think that that's a big thing for me. Like, I want to be with a woman that's like, will eat anything.
Adventurous.
What?
Adventurous.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like adventurous?
Of course, but there's some fat white ladies out there who will put anything in their mouth.
Yeah, the thumb tongues. It's people who are like, ooh, can I not get cheese on
that's
that?
Gross. That's gross.
Oh, can how spicy is your ketchup? You're like,
I can't do it.
The fuck are you talking about?
yeah.
What the fuck are you talking? Okay, so what we're gonna do? A little bit thinly sliced. I should turn this grill on. I gotta make the kimchi sauce. Okay, I should get all my ingredients ready, right?
You know, next time you're in LA and you have more time, I would like to take you to a Korean restaurant.
I would love to.
I'm being real.
Like a barbecue?
Like a Korean barbecue place. Like
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I don't like the thing in the middle, though. I got to cook it myself. What the hell am I paying for? You know,
I know a place where they'll do it for you.
All right. What's going on with North Korea?
What do you mean, what's going on with it?
Well, what is that? Is it scary?
I've never fucking been there, dude.
You haven't been there?
No one goes there.
Really? I thought that was the homeland.
No, South Korea is, fuckface.
I know, but it just seems weird you have this whole north region that no one touches. What's happening there? Bars and shit?
No, there's no bars. No, but
that's
crazy.
You know
what somebody told me?
What?
About North Korea, dude? They have these crystal meth factories, right? So these North Koreans work at the crystal meth factory, right?
What?
Crystal meth.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't pay them. They pay them with crystal meth.
Whoa.
Genius, right? Because then they work 19 hours.
Right.
You're right.
That is genius. Yeah, yeah. Because they're addicted.
You know what I mean? They really get into it. You're right, man. They make all this crystal meth. Then they put them in these cargo ships, and they bring them to the Philippines, where it goes to the black market.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the ways that they make money.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So they're onto something, man.
Damn.
Yeah. You're getting married, though?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating your...
5-6 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very adult. Very scary.
Did you do a fancy proposal, or...?
I did, yeah. Did the whole thing, one knee, very traditional.
Oh, cool.
Good times.
Did she cry? Did she say yes right away?
She did, and she cried.
Oh, that's amazing.
The family wasn't happy about it, but...
No, really?
I don't think they're a fan.
Of you?
Yeah.
One of the funniest comics on planet Earth?
Oh, well, you know. A lot of offensive jokes. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But
you don't like compliments?
No.
You're one of the best comics in the world.
All right.
Don't do that.
But this
is going to be good.
But do you think you're A-list?
Do you think we can have too much kimchi?
Come on.
You're an A-list comedian.
You can't have too much kimchi, right?
No, you can't.
The whole point of this burger is...
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. You can't have too much. More.
More?
Yeah, yeah.
Fingers.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, that's good. Awesome. This is fun. If I think of the best comics in the East Coast, you would be in that list.
Oh, well, hey.
All right, best comics on the East Coast, name them.
Right now that's working?
Yep.
I think Schultz is one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think DiStefano. These are just friends of mine, though.
DiStefano?
Yeah, these are people I know.
I think Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, yes.
I like your group.
Sam Morril.
Your group, Gillis. Michael
Che is very funny.
Che is funny, yeah.
Michelle Wolf is funny.
This is mesmerizing. This is literally the first
television. This is what cavemen stared at night. They're like, is he just sitting in front of the fire? The best part about a fire is the flame. The worst part is the smoke. When we did my hit TV show, The Cabin, on Netflix, I remember we weren't allowed to have a real fire. And so they gaslit one in. And it was amazing, except for the fact that it wasn't a real fire. No smoke, not a real fire. This is a real fire, no smoke. This is phenomenal. Now all I need is someone to enjoy it with. Leanne! What are the girls doing?
I have no idea.
This is what we need, them to get off their digital devices, come out, enjoy a fire like our ancestors did.
Ooh, it's very hot.
It's hot as crap, no smoke, right?
No smoke.
How great is that?
It's actually no smoke, it's just really hot.
Well, you grew up where fire was your only...
source of heat. It was my only source of heat.
I bet you could make a s'more from up here. Is this from Solo Stove too?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's their s'more or roasting.
Shut up, put me one on. Oh my God. Look at how great this is.
You don't even have to lean forward.
You know, if our daughters weren't teenagers, they'd love this. They go to college, it's me and you roasting marshmallows on our Solo Stove.
It's our empty nester.
How great is this? You're going a little too low. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, you manage your own marshmallow game.
Okay, I think slow and steady wins the race. And you are flashing the pan. For the, what did I tell you?
Nope, this is the way I like it, brown like it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, look at mine. Are you already done?
Of course. Look at that.
Oh.
Perfect, right?
Oh.
Perfect, oh. Right?
Oh. This is a fire for after dinner. Just two people. Little mini fire, minimal wood, no smoke. Right now you can get big discounts on all Solo Stove fire pits. And use the promo code BURNING at solostove.com for an extra $10 off their already great prices. That's solostove.com and use the promo code BURNING for an extra $10 off. I'm gonna let this heat up.
Okay.
And we're all set. I got the buns.
Are you having fun so far? Do you like us as a guest? Do you feel like the chemistry's good?
Can I tell you, I was so excited when you guys said you wanted to do it together. Because both of you guys are fucking gold.
I know you did. That's why I did it.
Oh, thanks.
He told me Mark wants you on it, and I go, I'll do it.
Well, Steve-O said no. But I definitely wanted to have you there.
Well, wait, Steve-O was for choice? Be honest.
No, I'm joking. I don't want to eat off that weirdo. Shit in my mouth or something.
All right, so let me get my cheese ready. I'm going to heat this up really good because I want it to really char.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a smash burger. This is exciting.
This is exciting.
Best cheese, in your opinion?
Mmm.
Is that just Kraft?
It's American cheese. And I found that on a smash burger, these are the best. Okay. They melt so fucking good.
Okay.
And just like you, they're single.
And yellow.
Comedy.
How can anyone not want to do this for a living? This is the greatest job in the world.
It's great.
And I can get drunk.
This is living. I love LA.
You do?
Why don't you live out here?
Well.
Yeah, would you ever live out here?
No, I don't think so.
You can't live like this in New York
anymore. No. Are you kidding? No way.
No.
And the kind of numbers you're doing in, I know because I call the club people. and that you could afford a house.
How much money do you make on a movie? When you do a movie, what do you make?
Oh, yeah,
you
make movies. Like,
you can be honest with that, because that's like, is that scale shit, or can you...
The
like,
last get, movie
he's
I
been, did... He does on some fucking legit movies.
Really?
The last movie I did was the one that hasn't come out yet. It was with Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Kevin Hart. And I had to be in Budapest for 2 months.
Wow.
And I only made... $80,000, and that might sound a lot of money to people,
but
to be out in a different country for 2 months out,
yeah,
and then you're spending so much money there because you're just like, you know what I mean?
Did you get per diem at least?
No, I don't think.
Damn, that's rough.
So it was like I kind of broke even on that, so you don't make a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Even nowadays on TV and all that stuff, you don't make you make half the amount that you used to make back 15 years
ago. You gotta produce your own shit.
That's why I do this. I like this shit. Can I say one last thing before?
Yeah.
I don't like grilled onions.
Okay, then you don't want grilled onions.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You want raw?
I like raw onions.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work perfectly, but yeah.
All right, I'll do grill it.
Okay, grill it.
All right.
This might. All right.
Okay. We'll go one there.
Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy. First timer.
One there. And one here. And so we're going to let the onions start grilling up. Okay. And then the burger's going to go right on top of there. We're going to smash it down. It's going to look fucking... Then we flip it, little cheese, a little bit of this kimchi mayo, mustard, ketchup concoction, some pickles. Maybe we use, no, we don't use those pickles. We use legit pickles.
All right.
God, I fucking love life.
Yeah.
Really? I do. I I have like an obsession with loving life.
Yeah.
I'm really happy right now. Like I'm in a place that my happiness is in a place where I'm nervous that it's going to that I'm borrowing too much serotonin and I'm gonna have to pay it back.
Yeah, you used to say that when we went to Europe, we'd be shit hung over on a flight and you go, I'll just borrow from tomorrow, just borrow from tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's gonna catch up.
It catches up and then you have one day where you're like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad. And if you're a man, you do it without Xanax, but you can always take a Xanax.
A Xanax helps.
Xanadu. Dun, 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 dun. Xanadu.
You can't do pills.
You can't do pills. You can't do pills.
What about like a blue chew?
I do blue chew.
Okay.
And my dick doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't work good.
Bobby, I love you so much.
Well, I have ED.
But I just love your honesty.
Why?
Like you're just
That's
so fucking.
Embarrassing.
I'm what?
My dick doesn't work. It's not embarrassing to say
no,
that.
No.
And it's small. And it's small.
All seen your dick, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows.
Yeah, I've seen your dick. It's the hardest I've ever left. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
But the fact that you've had the women you've had with that tiny little knob is pretty good. That's a pretty good sign.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
I mean, I have to get the engine going. My point is this. I'm not embarrassed about who I am as a person. You know what I mean?
Burger goes on, okay?
Whoa.
Now, I'm going to take this. I'm going to put this back here. Now, Bobby, I want you to watch what I do, okay?
Yeah, I'm watching.
So we've come in.
Wow. Whoa.
Smash.
Yeah. And then we take it and peel it off this way.
That's a fatty cut.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, it shrinks down pretty good. Are we getting a... single on this smash technique, guys. One
really
more for the
good,
camera, one more
really
for the camera.
Technique.
Real sexy.
Man.
So, see, Bobby, they're real thin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Look at this. This looks fucking good, doesn't it?
So this
this looks so fucking sexy!
This is Korean food?
Yeah, this is Korean food.
Right. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
Does May ever, a horrible question to ask him. Does May ever tell you, turn it off? Enough, Mark, enough.
No, actually.
Really?
I'm pretty low key around her, which I think is a good sign with a relationship. You want to be able to be, off.
Yeah, I wrote a joke. I've told everyone this joke. I wrote a joke the other day, and George has heard me tell it 10 times. I wrote a rom-com about a guy and a girl meet online, they DM each other back and forth, never met in person, and when they meet in person, he finds out she's transgendered.
Ah.
It's called You've Got Mail. Wait, is my ice up? You've Got Mail.
I like it. That would sell if that was sincere.
I'm assuming you guys probably don't like raw meat, so I'm gonna let them cook up. Smash burgers are best done. Well,
right.
I'm gonna make another cocktail. Mark, how you doing?
I could use a refill there, Patty. Hold on, I had a thing I wanted
to say. Bobby, when was the last time you did Rogan?
Oh. Maybe
12 years ago.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's because you are a big vaxxer, right? And you just said, I hate him now?
No, I want to do it. It's just, I don't know how.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know who to call or, you know what I mean?
Call Joe.
Just a smooch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Call Joe. Hey, can I get a Liquid Death seltzer?
I want to use it for like a real important thing, like, you know, if I have something really big to promote and I'm really, you know what I mean?
I bet Shab could get you in. All right.
That's a good one.
You know, Bobby's new movie.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got hurt.
That burgers are. Those things are ready.
They're coming.
I might have Asperger's.
It's all right.
That's a beauty.
It's a beauty, right?
Wow, pretty good. All that on that little grill there.
Yeah, right?
Not bad.
We're going to do this outdoor at my grill, but and then put these onions up in there. They've been sautéed.
But Joe does call me periodically.
He called you the other day.
Yeah, he called me the other day. Yeah.
I think I might have been with him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. You know what I mean?
It's interesting when you're with Joe to see who calls him, because I never call Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I never call Joe. You call, I text him.
Yeah, you assume he's shooting an elk or something, you know? You don't want to bug him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, pal. Let that be mine. I don't need an extra third of it.
Okay. So, here's our buns. I think it's very traditional in Korea to not toast your buns.
Mm.
I like toast, though, no?
You like toasted buns?
Yeah, do you or no?
Or I can toast them.
Do you want them toasted or no?
No, I'm okay.
That's okay. That's too much.
Bobby, I can toast it right now. It's getting toasted right now.
Man.
Can you butter it up a little bit? Or
I'm going to put a little olive oil. It's healthier. We're heart healthy here, Bobby.
Okay, so my bad.
We're heart healthy.
Okay.
Heart healthy. I am so... I got my blood work back.
Uh-oh.
And it was perfect.
Hey.
Fantastic.
Mark, do you want it toasted too?
Actually, I don't want... Can I have a no bun? Or is that crazy?
It's a little crazy, but...
All right, I'll do a bun. I'm all
I
bread.
Know, because you're kind of keto, right?
Kind of.
Why? You're chilling his way? You look...
It's
how he stays, what
just
he does.
Bread just sits in me.
Yeah.
But I'll do it for the show.
Yeah, do it for the show.
All right. I'm right. Vegan,
look
too.
Look at this. Look how fucking good this looks. I think I just burnt my hair.
Easy. Yeah.
All right. These are practically done. I think we're getting real close. I love this. I love the look of this. Don't they look great? Ooh.
So these are these smash burgers I always see all over town, these restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, a little toasted bun.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Might as well toast mine, too.
You got a man bun.
Okay. First burger up.
There we go. Wow, it's so juicy.
Yeah. And then the key is, this is the key. Some kimchi sauce. And it's like a McDonald's sauce, but in Korea.
Whoa.
Oh, here, you want pickles?
That's pickles? Yours, right, Mark?
Yeah,
because mine's at the end there.
Yeah.
Pickles, Mark?
Pickles, please.
Yeah. With mine, ease up on the sauce, dog.
That is a lot of sauce.
It's a lot of fucking sauce, dude. Look at that thing.
Here you go.
It's all sauce.
Mark?
Bird likes to hit the sauce.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby?
Yeah.
You are this guy?
Yes. Ooh, yes, Captain.
I got a name for this meal.
What?
Kim Cheeseburger.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
I like it. All right, ease up on the sauce, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So like two scoops?
That's good, dog.
Right there?
That's good, player.
It does look like the Big Mac sauce.
It does, but with a kimchi flair.
Thank you, buddy.
Here, throw some of the side sauce on there for yourself.
What's the side sauce?
That little condiment, side condiment.
You put it on the...
Put it on the side. It's a little sneeze knife.
You want a little scoop there, Bobbo?
I need a little scoop, man.
By the way, I have eaten almost perfectly healthy.
Can I start or no?
Hang on 1 second. Let's all taste it at the same time. Okay.
I can't eat a burger without cutting it in half. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you. Let me see a cross section.
All right.
Give me a good cross section of that.
Why? Whoa!
Did you get that?
That was good. Don't do it again.
All right. Now take one of the halves and hold it up to the camera and show the cross section. Whoa.
Let me try this.
Kimchi's burger. I got that Paula Deen, two N-words.
Are you being real?
Are you serious?
Are you being real?
Oh, yeah. Really?
I'm going.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God, it's so good. Really is. Oh. It really is good. Can I have some napkin?
Is it really good?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I just had a little bit of this sauce.
Whoa, that's good.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Mm. Oh my God, Claire. That's really good. Oh my God. You know what? It could be the best hamburger I've ever had, maybe second best.
Wow.
It's really good, dude. Like high quality. Like if I went to a restaurant and I had this hamburger, I'd be like, oh, this is like, I'm gonna come back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, describe the taste. I'll tell you.
You know shit? Have you seen tasted shit before? No, it's
I'll tell you.
It's meaty but spicy a little bit, but yeah. It has all the traditional flavors of a hamburger, but there's a little bit of an Asian vibe to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Right. But you still get the cheese. The bun's great. I'm glad we toasted it.
Yeah.
The bun's really good. The bun's, I'm really glad we toasted the bun.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with not toasting a bun, it keeps its thickness. Well, the smash burger technology takes it to a new level. So you get the grilled onions, you get a little bit of the crisp of the burger.
Yeah.
American cheese with that sauce, for me, is the combo. That sauce gives you, it's a familiar taste of McDonald's.
Yeah.
But with a new spin of like, The zestiness of kimchi. I love kimchi.
You know what it is? It's like Steve Byrne. It's good, but it's not too Asian.
I said that to him drunk at a bar one night.
This is called the Steve Byrne.
It's called the Steve Byrne.
This is called the Steve Byrne.
Steve Byrne. Right. It's McDonald's, but...
Right.
Yeah, something Steve Byrne-ing.
Yeah. Mm. 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 Can I say a last thing?
Wow, that's good.
The sauce
is really fucking good.
What binds it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the flair.
The only thing I think it's missing, and this is just a preference thing.
Yeah.
I could use a dab of sriracha on the side. Maybe I can dip. Or some kind of hot sauce.
Yeah, a little hot sauce, maybe.
There you go.
What is that?
What do you got here?
Sriracha.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This looks different. Cannabis infused. What are you doing?
Oh, my bad.
This is weird. Don't
use that one. Don't use that one.
Yeah.
Bobby, I love that you love this burger.
I think it's fucking amazing.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Let's hope you're single while this, by the time this airs, still single.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone slide in his DMs.
Yeah. And not the inside of your vagina, because I'm not a doctor.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? But like.
Oh, send those pictures to me.
And
I would love to just see, you can't figure it out, the inside of a vagina. Like, you can't see what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at inside of a cheek.
Right. Yeah.
I saw your asshole.
I'm sure.
What? No. When we did the cabin.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you bend over, and it's like a dark, cavernous abyss.
Yeah.
It's a dark place.
It's a dark place.
And
Fortune Femister was the first male asshole she's ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh.
But between your asshole and your nut sack,
it's a long hang.
There's an empty space there that's not a taint. It's darkness. I don't know what it is.
Damn. I have a long hanging nut sack.
Same. I think that's what it's a shadow.
Small dick, like, long hanging nut sack, I think.
But I saw it.
My dick has gotten so bad.
It was weird. I saw it fully loaded. It looks like it got run over.
Yeah.
It's different now.
Can I tell you, I got to be honest with you, I think I have too much body and blood just doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't. It's like, it looks very white.
It was lifeless.
Lifeless. Yeah. It looks like.
It's like roadkill.
Yeah, roadkill.
Yes.
Purpley, and it kind of like, and it. It now it just sticks out. Like, it's always sticks out like a baby. Right. I look more like a naked baby when I get naked.
Yeah.
You know what mine looks like? A minion.
I know what yours
looks
like.
A minion. It does. It's like little yellow, and it goes, you know, it has like a, yeah, it has a little thing.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, mine's not big, but it's all vein.
Oh, you rock all vein?
My thing looks like an old lady's leg.
Yeah,
it's just yellow and red and blue lines.
Is it varicose veins?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If I was going to do heroin, right in the hug.
Right in the fucking.
How great would it be if you get your dick to whistle?
Oh
my God, I would be.
So you could just all of a sudden you're like naked in the bedroom. You're like, your dick's just like. And your wife's like, are you whistling at me? I'm not whistling at all.
Oh, imagine getting a cab.
And just have that out of your hand.
That would be fun.
I want to say this for real, okay? I like being around you a lot. And I want to be around you more often. I want to reach out to you so that we can hang out and do stuff.
I would really like, I don't know, because you know what? I've had a really fucked up 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I really have. And it's been kind of like, I'm kind of getting out of it.
Yeah.
You know, the Brendan Schaub joke you did was fair.
Topical.
Fair.
Yeah.
Maybe it came out of left field. It's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, Brendan really is a sweet dude.
He's a great guy, yeah.
He's a sweet dude. And by the way, I can also understand you not wanting to be friends with him. I can understand that.
Sure.
Like, I can understand that, and I think we should understand that. But
I can't allow people to talk to me in that way.
Nope.
Okay? I've been people's bitch for so long in comedy. I started in the 90s, right? And I had to fucking put some boundaries down and go, please don't talk to me that way.
Good for you.
You know what I mean?
Bobby, I'm the same way. Right. We've talked about this.
So that's all it is.
Standing up for yourself is very difficult to do. And we're the kind of people, for whatever reasons, and that's what my legit problem with the Ari thing when he drugged me was that I told him this. I said, you know that my fucking mantra is, you think I'm weak? Because I'm a nice guy, you think I'm weak. And I go, you know that. As my friend, why would you lean into that? And he was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about it. And I was like, I know, but when you do that to someone, you fuck with my mantra of the thing that I say to myself all the time. Yeah. And now I'm forced to say it to you. And so now it's like, but I've stood up for myself at times.
Is he allowed back in this house?
No.
Okay. He's not on next week. He'd have Kobe beef.
That's so good. That's such a good joke.
That's a great way to end this episode, ladies and gentlemen. That's a really good joke. Mark Norman, Bobby Lee, thank you guys. Thank you.
Please leave it in. Comedy.
Comedy.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.